Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Ashley Sterner. Here's a Stoop story from Rohaizad Suwadi about his fierce love of country.
Hi, good evening, everyone. My name is Rohaizad, but that's my middle name. I go by my middle name. My first name is Muhammad, and I'm an immigrant. There's so many stories I can tell, but in thinking about wanting to tell my story, I think two themes. It's a story of love and sacrifice. I was born and raised in Singapore, in a Muslim family. All my life, though, I've always wanted to come to America. I had this intense love affair for America. I grew up learning everything I could about this country. I watched all the TV shows, and I learned about American culture from watching all these TV shows. American sitcom. Some of my favorites growing up were, you know, Good Times, The Jeffersons, Different Strokes, and The Golden Girls. I so much wanted to come to this country. My father sacrificed to get me here. I finally left Singapore to come to the United States. Well, sort of. I went to Hawaii. I know, it's a 50th state, but Hawaii, you're right. As soon as I stepped on American soil, I felt at home. I can't explain it, I just felt at home. Nothing felt strange or alien, maybe because of all these television shows that I watched. I eventually moved to the mainland, as Hawaiians call it, the mainland, USA. And I've lived in New Jersey, and finally I moved to Baltimore. My first summer in Baltimore, 1995, I remember I opened the front door to go out, and it was like opening the door to a very hot oven. The hot air hit me, and it hit me, literally, almost like, you know, I grew up in Singapore, it's tropical, but never that kind of Baltimore heat. I was here on a student visa. I extended this student visa for as long as I could, partly because I love living here, this is home, but also partly because I met my life partner, and we lived together until I had to graduate, and I went to grad school, and I took all the credits and more, and I graduated with extra credits, but my student visa ran out, and I didn't want to break any law, so I left the country. A couple months after I left the country, 9/11 happened. And my life partner was here in Baltimore. He was teaching at Midtown Academy next to Corpus Christi Church at MICA. And I had just come out of the theater. I went to watch a ballet, I don't remember. And a friend said, hey, you know, go home, watch the news. Something just happened. I rushed home, I watched the images, and immediately I thought of him, like my partner, and I thought of my friends, and I thought, that's my country. That's my home. What's happening to my country? So that was 9/11. Since 9/11, I lived outside of this country, but I would come to visit every year for the next 15 years. I would come to visit on the pretext of, you know, going to a conference or whatever, but I would stay for as long as I could. And my partner would come and visit me wherever I was living. I had lived in many places. I worked as a university professor in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, Singapore, where I'm from. We even lived together in Micronesia, the Federated States of Micronesia, a group of islands in the middle of the Pacific. Has anyone heard of the Federated States of Micronesia? Well, okay, good crowd. Just so that we can be together. So the love and the sacrifice, right? It was hard. It was hard. In July 2011, I was in this country, and we got married. Because we could. But immigration is a federal thing. and the federal government didn't recognize our marriage. It wasn't until a couple of years later, on my partner's birthday, June 26, 2014, that they struck down DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, and the federal government recognized our marriage. We started the process of applying for me to come into the country legally as his spouse. We had collected this much, documents and documented photographs, email, letters that we had sent, letters, snail mail, everything, photographs, submitted it, and we waited and waited, and then we went, the next step and the next step. But it just seemed like forever. But finally, I got that interview at the American Embassy in Singapore, and I was like all prepared, all those scenes from the movies, right? Like, they're gonna grill, they're gonna ask you, so what's his favorite, thing in the fridge, right? I went, and they said, well, your paperwork is great. We don't really have any questions for you. Do you have any questions for us? I was stumped because I expected to be grilled, right? So I got the green card. Before that, I wanted to say, for 15 years, I've been so tempted to break the law, so tempted to come in here and overstay. Because I was like, look, there are so many people here who are undocumented. Why am I... I'm a fool. I'm a fool to not want to break the law. Everyone has been breaking the law, staying here undocumented. I mean, I had that feeling. I was like, this is not fair. But, when people break the law, when they overstay, when they come in here undocumented, there's got to be a reason. It's got to be a desperate reason for that. Yeah? Because it's not easy. But I was fortunate that it was hard, but I persevered. We sacrificed. And I wanted to say, I wanted to end my story on the night of November 8th, 2016. It's been my ritual to watch the elections every 4 years, even when I wasn't living in this country. I was living, I was sitting in our living room in our house in Northeast Baltimore, and I was holding our son, who we're in the process of adopting. I was holding our son, Johan, sitting on the couch watching the news, and I didn't realize until, that I was squeezing him tighter and tighter and tighter. When I realized it, but because I was in disbelief, I couldn't believe, and I thought, what's happening to my love story? What's happening to my love for this country? It's like being in love with a country that doesn't love you back. I couldn't believe it. I was like, all my life I wanted to be here, and now tonight I'm not sure if I do. I'm not sure if this is what I want anymore. But I look down, and I have this boy who I've committed my life to. I'm going to take care of him. I'm going to provide for him. I'm going to protect him. And I'm going to stay here and resist and fight. I'm going to resist and fight and sacrifice for the love of my son, Johan, my life partner, Dan, and my love for this country. Thank you.
That was a Stoop story from Rohaizad Sawadi about his persevering love for America. You can catch the next live Stoop event, July 18th at 7 p.m. at the Patterson Park Cedar House. The theme is Smaltimore. Stories about a city so small, even your secrets have neighbors. We have more information at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. I'm Ashley Sterner. Glad you're with us on the record. Hope your holiday weekend is safely pyrotechnic.